I'm Bill Meyer, and joining me this hour are Dr. Bill Diamond and Dr. Marcus Dayhoff. Dr. Diamond and Dr. Dayhoff are psychologists, authors, and speakers, and they're experts in leadership coaching, employee motivation, and team development. And collectively, these two guys have conducted more than 1,400 seminars to hundreds of America's leading corporations. Bill and Marcus are about to release their brand new book, Fire Your Excuses, When Your Biggest Obstacle Is You. Well, Bill and Marcus, welcome to Faith Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you.
It's great to have you with us. I need to tell you, first of all, I love the name of your book, and I love the website, fireyourexcuses.com. That is one of those incredible slogans that just grabs your attention and begs you to find out more. How did you come up with the name Fire Your Excuses?
Well, Bill, we're glad to be with you. I'd like to say it's absolutely my idea wholeheartedly, but I'm kidding you. I know Dr. Bill and I have been working together for years, and at one point we just kind of sat down and said, we got to do something here. We got some good information, and we wanted to capture what that meant. And both, I think Bill, both, we kind of put our heads together and collectively came up with the topic.
I bet you've met a lot of people who have major excuses in life, and as therapists and certainly as business consultants, you cringe because you see this wasted potential. You see these individuals oftentimes who are incredibly intelligent and gifted, creative in some way, but their excuses get in the way of their success. Am I correct?
That is absolutely true. And I think you're talking to a few. You're talking to people of the human race that we tend to climb that hill and fall back down. And yet I remember meeting a guy by the name of Sal, who worked at a health club that I went to interview him. And this is a guy that used to weigh 140 pounds more than he does today, but was able to lose the weight and keep it off for 10 years. And I think, Marcus, I don't know if I've talked to you about so much about this, but it really got me thinking about what did Saul do that he was able to do it, where so many of us will go up and down. And so I think that was a lot of our thinking, is when we saw people that were able to actually make permanent change, it was a different type of experience, and we wanted to look and learn and consider what we had done over the last 25 years as therapists and speakers and say, who are these people and how do they do it?
And it's amazing because there are some that are able to pull it off, where many never make the attempt or never accomplish that. And you guys have done some research, Bill, I know, and you found that we really are a nation in need of deep, permanent change, aren't we?
Absolutely. I mean, when we look at just the obesity rate, I know we're talking about that aspect, but you know, we cover the whole gamut, not just physical health, but it's a good metaphor for a lot of things. 1990, 10 states had an obesity rate of less than 10%, none greater than 15. Now, every state has an obesity rate except Colorado, over 20%, and 30 states, 25% are obese. And we hear a lot about it in the news, but just this amazing shift toward being out of control as a nation. Even before we entered the recession, we were out of control in many ways.
Yeah, just to kind of cap on that, too, you know, in 1984, Bill, Americans saved 11.2% of disposable income. By 2004, it's dropped to 1.2%. You know, even before the recession, we had a problem. You know, we had some concerns, obviously on an emotional level, financial, and spiritual, but it really started to grab us, I think, as a nation, which is a part of the swelling that, you know, we've come up with this information and things that we know that we can make some changes here. And we do need a permanent change, obviously, as a nation in a lot of these areas.